You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it, baby? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show right here on RBN, KGRA, and other stations. I am joined here by my co-host. We've got Will Turbit. Well, let's just a little bit better. We got Will Turbit from the Man the Truth up in here. All right. You know.
How's it going, V?
Well, I'm just a radio boy trying to reach people. I'm just a radio boy trying to make it.
I didn't know you had that in you, V.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm a brand new fan of the Island Boys. I don't know if you heard of them or not. I'm a new fan.
Are you talking about... Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein?
Donald no, Trump. Not those Island Boys. Oh. Yeah, you know what? I wasn't ready for that one. Yeah, well, no, Island Boys. It's just a couple of, now, you know, it's just some ghetto white kids that went all super Caribbean. Because they got a little bit of musical talent, and they're all gangster now with the grills and the stuff. All on TikTok, superstar champions, or whatever, TikToks, whatever, super influencers of TikTok.
They did a video actually about Rhode Island. I forget what they said, but they did
something
about Rhode
Island. You should do a parody. Rhode Island boy.
Rhode Island is neither a road nor an island. Remember when Mike Myers on Saturday Night Live used to play the old beklempt Jewish woman? Oh my gosh, I'm beklempt. I can't stop. Right? You'd like a pea.
Yes.
A peanut is neither a pea nor a nut. Discuss. And one of them he did was Rhode Island. Rhode Island is neither a road nor an island. Discuss amongst yourselves.
Ash is one of my favorite Mike Myers characters, yes.
Yeah.
Of all times, yes.
Those were the good old days in the 90s with Chris Farley and David Spade and Norm Macdonald. Those were the good ones.
Yeah, you know.
It's funny because I just got like an alert on my phone like suggesting me to watch Saturday Night Live, and I don't typically watch Saturday Night Live. Like every once in a while, like if Dave Chappelle, when he first went back on there, I watched a couple of the sketches and stuff like that. And every once in a while,
you have to go
sketches from back in the day that are pretty funny. And I'm sure there might even be some new ones, too. I just haven't been checking out. I got like an alert saying, watch Saturday Night Live. What the heck? That's a new one for me. I thought it was a theme alert, but no, just like watch Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live did a parody of Eminem buying NFTs.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
That might be funny.
Well, they did this whole sort of like educational little scene. What are NFTs? And everybody starts rapping about it. It's like, wow, that's so cringeworthy.
So cringe. That's the thing, is like Saturday Night Live thinks they're so, especially the newer people, like they think they're so hip and trendy, and like they're so pathetic. They think they're so cool, and they're not. Like, that's the most cringe stuff.
I mean, I love Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson's awesome, but the rest of them, yeah, really, really cringe. I don't know.
You know who was really, 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 really funny? Chris Parnell. I wish he would have came out in more movies and stuff. Chris Parnell was like a really funny guy, but he just didn't get the shine as some of the other ones. Yeah, it's a shame, because, you know, I grew up watching, you know, Saturday Night Live was pretty cool when I was growing up, and then right when I was like, I even forget how old I was, but I remember I used to sneak to watch and Live in Color. I mean, just having all that talent on one show, and then you could watch Saturday Night Live, and so we kind of get spoiled growing up, and now everything's like all PC'd out, and you can't say this, you can't say that, and like, it's just, things are just not the way they used to be anymore. I wish, you know, even some of the comedians that I really, really liked kind of making me sour-faced too with some of the things they say and do. And it's tough because, you know, no one's going to live up to your, to what you want. You know, it's tough. But, you know, it's just before, you know, it was less political. You know, I wonder now what Jimmy Fallon and all these other guys are doing now that Trump is not the president. What are they making jokes about now? I mean, like, I haven't even tuned in before. I was at somebody's house, and they'd have one of those shows on, and they're just bagging on Trump. And I'm like, I don't like Trump either, but you guys, could you do other jokes besides Trump? Like, this used to be like, it's okay to have a couple.
Jimmy Fallon, I think he's just trying his best to stay out of trouble, because apparently there's some little scandal where there's another cast member of of SNL who was rubbing up and groping on a little 16-year-old chick, grooming her, Jimmy Fallon was there while that was happening.
I'm glad you brought up the thing the other day with Ashley Biden's diary. We need to find out what's in Ashley Biden's diary. You bring up another good one here. It's because there's so many, before like something would happen like 9/11 or, you know, some big, huge thing would happen, and people would spend, you know, like decades researching that stuff. And now it's just like, there's just like one after another, these things that slip under the radar. So yeah, that's right. A little while back, there was a whole bunch of supposedly cast members and writers there while this guy's like getting funky with the 16-year-old girl. Now, hey, if that girl's an 18-year-old girl, that's consensual. It's still kind of weird to have on a workplace, just groping on somebody when you're at a comedy meeting. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, that's cool. Me, I'm one of those people like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm red-blooded. I love females. But keep that, like, I'm not a guy that likes public displays of affection. Like, yeah, every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? It's okay. It's cool to be romantic. There's nothing wrong with holding hands. But it's not like you're 12 years old, right? When you sneak to the mall, your parents drop you off, and then all of a sudden you're no, and you go, hey. Like, this is Saturday Night Live, right? You're supposed to be like, you're all famous anyway.
Where are you getting with this, man?
I'm just saying they can pretty much bone whoever they want to. Like, why are you groping somebody, let alone a 16-year-old, there in front of everybody? That's just extremely weird, dude, and extremely creepy, and I'm just glad you brought that up. But yeah, I was going very roundabout way to get where I was going there.
Well, you know, I mean, we've discussed this, and, you know, out of all the SNL people, I think it was this a fat Hispanic guy. I don't think
Horatio
he's just,
Sands. Yeah, it was Horatio Sands. That's right.
Horatio Sands. I don't think he's just got, you know, trim just coming off the walls, if you know what I mean. Everywhere off the walls. I think he might have just took advantage of someone's wow and dismay and sort of tried to grow that and take advantage of that. And it just happened to be a 16-year-old girl. I mean, again, I don't see supermodels falling out of the sky for this guy.
Well, I mean,
making $10,000 an episode. I mean,
you just buy a hooker at that point. I mean, buy an overage hooker. Yeah. I mean, and there's got to be. I mean, you know,
I'm all down for sex workers.
Well, yeah, freedom. Exactly. And as long as it's consensual, of course. And that's the thing. Like, some of these dudes are so rich. Like, you don't even have to buy a hooker. Like, you know, like I'm on Hollywood. I mean, even some of the man. Especially if you got money, dude, you'll be set. Like, this guy's like, oh, yeah, I'm on Saturday Night Live. Remember I did this thing? Yeah. And they're like, ah! Like, it's super creepy. I'm glad you brought that up. Like, that's just swept under the rug. Imagine if that was me, you, Donald Trump, somebody. And I'm no fan of Donald Trump. You guys know I really hate Donald Trump. But I'm just saying, like, the double standard. The Saturday Night Live made, like, 6 years just bagging on Trump, because he did all this stuff. And they're doing, you know, because he grabbed him by the... And yet they're literally grabbing girls by the they're making fun of Trump for doing it while they're grabbing underage girls behind the scenes. I mean, yikes, dude.
Yeah, to have that Tara lady come out and accuse Biden, I thought that was just so poetic. Just see the hypocrisy. But I don't know. I think this little girl was a bit bitter because Sands paid her more attention than Jimmy Fallon. I think Jimmy Fallon was sort of just the hookup person who went to get the hell out of the room. But, so I think she was trying to play her cards right till she could get to Fallon. And it just didn't work out for her. So she's upset. And, you know, you gotta look at every angle of this because if you just look at, oh, this guy's a pervert and, you know, scandal, let's tear him down, let's cancel him, and the situation's over. This 6-year-old girl, I do believe, is complicit as well. Just like I said, I do believe you can't give consent. It doesn't mean you can't give consent legally. That doesn't mean consent was not given. So, I mean, nobody operates every day, you know, making sure they're within the scope of the law. You know, we are animals at heart, and we act upon impulse and desire. So, and when you got, and this is why I, you know, I always referenced the NSA as acting on the level of junior high school girls because they play those mind games and to get what they want. You know you're not going to get anything from them, but they'll play you and they'll spin your mind and play everybody against each other. I mean, they literally have love intelligence department. So, but anyways, that's kind of what they act like, and manipulating people. And I think this little girl was trying to manipulate her way to Jimmy Fallon. Fallon wasn't wanting any of it. She ended up with the, you know, the bronze medal. And I don't know if that's. I think she may have been trying to take what she could get out of the situation then, since she became old enough to sue or something. I don't know. I hadn't been actually following the story too much, but yeah, I don't know. You brought up SNL, what these guys are doing now, so yeah. And speaking of, you know, I've got to, I want to bring on one of my favorite comedians here. Actually, he is my favorite comedian, my number one favorite comedian, Bill Burr, okay? He's actually talking about something, and I find myself agreeing with Bill Burr more than any other person in entertainment, in the entertainment industry altogether. I think he's right on with everything he says, but with the exception of a few things, he's like a 95 percenter. And I kind of want to break down what he says about the rush, you know, for the Capitol. So, Mike, if we can get that queued up, I'm going to see if I can add you back into the room here. And play that bit by Bill Burr. And again, we can stop it whenever you want to say something about it. Well, you know the deal. You want to make a point or a counterpoint, we can do that. And Mike, where you at?
We got to add him. Hold on, let me add him. Oh, cause they need to connect first. Before you can add him. If you want to send it over to me, I can. Oh, I got him. He's here.
All right.
I don't care what color tie you're wearing. Oh, wait a minute. Happy Insurrection Anniversary Day. AKA the keg party gone wrong. Jesus Christ, man. They're fucking putting the screws to those people. People getting 4 years, 5 years. You know? I don't know. What do you, you know, I got to be honest with you. If you're going to keep your own people, that's stupid. You can't get upset that every once in a while they're going to storm the castle. All right? I think we should have taken, as Americans, we should have taken a long, hard look at the stupidity that had gathered and all agreed with one another and realized that we really need to put more funds into public schools or whatever. We need people to have,
okay,
you know.
Stop right there.
They need to be more.
And Will, this is something that you missed Friday. I did a little bit of a special here where we showcased basically how uneducated the American people are, the adults. You remember that bit where Jay Leno would go and ask questions, simple
Jaywalking.
Questions? Well, there was a compilation, 2-hour compilation, and Mike and I, we just sat down here and broke down pretty much everything, you know, and just displayed why people are not smarter than the fifth grader. So, yeah, so Bill Burr is, he's highlighting that too, you know, why aren't we putting more money in the public school systems? And, yeah, storm in the castle here. But, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Schools or whatever. We need people to have, you know, they need to be more learned. You know what I'm saying, dude? Yeah, that was just a sea of idiots. And regardless of political beliefs, before people think that this is going to be some oh, Billy fucking blue bra, Hollywood lefty leaning thing. I don't like the extreme left either. Oh, look at you, Bill. Oh, are you one of those guys who says he's right down the middle? I am. Right up your fucking ass. Right down the middle.
He pretty much is. A little bit, yeah.
That's, if I was the judge, I just want to talk to, you know, some of those people. They got all the way in there. That was a funny thing. They didn't think they were going to get that far. And then they got all the way in there. They're sitting at the desks of the people that they didn't like, that they wanted to talk to. They didn't know what to do. That was like the Joker. I'm a dog chasing a car. I wouldn't know what to do if I caught it. That's what happened to them. Then they sat at the desk. They're like, America. Just started tipping over stuff and smearing shit on the wall. They literally acted like a bunch of animals that got out of a fucking zoo. Man, that would be
okay, okay.
To be the judge on one of those.
Okay, okay, right there, right there, right there. All right. Now, I didn't know this. I didn't know. I mean, I knew people got into the Capitol. Okay. Once more and more footage got out, I did see people actually putting chairs through glass windows around the building and everything. So, yes, getting inside there, tipping stuff over. Yeah, they just didn't know what to do. If I were these people, I would have gone in without any kind of property destruction and sat in a chair of my senator congressman that represents my state. I would have sat there. Everybody should have done the same thing and just had a session. Okay, we're all here. Let's start making some laws on how we're going to break down the government. bailiffs, guards, get in here. We are now the new government. But no, I do now understand why some of those guys got 4 or 5 years in prison, because they did indeed destroy property.
And somebody stole, Nancy Pelosi's laptop or whatever. Well, you know, my point is kind of like your point, V, is I actually said this the day of. I was there. I was live streaming from the Capitol. I said, you know, it's a shame that it takes these guys who believe in elections stole by a pedophile protecting war criminal who dishonored his oath and makes him a treasonous traitor. They're defending him, but, you know, nobody ever peaceably went into the Capitol over the Patriot Act, over the NSA spying, over the illegal wars, over all the things that we've endured, over 9/11, over all these other reasons that we could have and should have, the loss of our freedoms, all this stuff, right? Didn't happen. Right. And then I was like, wow, you know, later on, I was like, wow, geez, you know, if Antifa would have joined up, then what would the media have done? Then what did the media done? Because you want to talk about the epitome of the white patriarchal power structure. It's Congress. Congress. It's the Supreme Court. It's the executive branch as well. And then I'm like, exactly. Like, you need to do, like, you don't need to go in there and knock stuff over and dress up like with the coonskin hat on. You need to go in there and you need to do like the Chinese students and Chinese people did in Tiananmen Square. They need to sit there, you need to occupy, you need to organize, and you need to come up with a list of demands and say, guess what? We're not going anywhere. We're not going to break anything. We're not going to have any violence, but we're not going anywhere until you stop the NSA spying, until you stop the Patriot Act, until you stop the illegal wars, until you stop the lobbying, yada, 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 yada. And then we can go home. But they did it in this super LARP type of way that they thought it was...
Super LARP?
It's a super LARP. No, it's crazy because I literally... One of my boys got a video that like CNN a year later displayed of like... This one dude like punches a cop twice and the cops don't do nothing. Just straight punches a cop in the face. The cop didn't do nothing. I'm like, yo, these people were.
That's awesome.
I can neither confirm nor deny that awfulness. But,
well, but, you know.
I like much
did,
better when.
What,
they,
did he have like one of those big Marge like Afro hats? He can move.
You know, I don't condone assault or battery or any malicious attempts, but I do have to say it is a guilty pleasure when I see Bill Gates getting hit in the face with a pie, or was it Justin Trudeau that recently, or Emmanuel Macron that recently got the taste slapped out of their mouth? Just went up and shook his hand and just bitch slapped the crap out of him. And I was like, you know, you shouldn't do that, but that felt like, if you know those ASMR videos where it's like, oh,
yes,
satisfying. Oh, that's I could just watch Trudeau getting bitch slapped or whoever it is. Macron.
I was actually watching a few of those today. man, it's satisfying just watching those videos. You don't even have to get it done to you. But then again, that's just sort of my, I guess, I try to do my best with that psychosomatic stuff. So I try to get remotely if I can. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the videos. Those are the good ones. All right. Let's keep going with the clip. Sorry. But I'm glad you made that point, V. That's a great point right there.
I, I, But hold on, I'm not. Listen, everybody, and I stand by this, everybody, at least once in their lifetime, has earned a good ass whooping, okay? Has done something at least once in their lifetime, or will do something once in their lifetime that will deserve them, you know, a good, you know, getting your shirt taken, your shoes taken, and just totally just left down the street.
You just learn your lesson.
Exactly. Okay, I'm not gonna say it should be me that gives that butt whipping or whatever, but you know, girl on girl violence, I'm off. You know, don't get me erotic here, but you know, somebody deserves something sometimes, and corrective behavior. Okay, look, listen, I'm gonna put it to you this way. I know some people who were total a-holes, and then they got a concussion, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, I learned something out of life. I'm going to take it even deeper. I had a friend back in high school, total idiot, total idiot, and was tried to con everybody. He almost had a scam. And it was just nobody liked him. But he was funny enough to hang around because you just wanted to see what stupid thing he'll say next. Or if he'll do something to himself. One point in time, he actually had a 9mm. I guess he didn't think it was loaded. Put it up to his head and pulled the trigger. Now, yes, he blew his brains out. But he survived blowing his brains out. I'm going to tell you. He walks with a cane. You know, he doesn't have his full walking functions. But I'm going to tell you, after that happened, he became so chill, so mellow, very mature. He even had kids, wife and kids after that.
That'll happen like, if you give yourself a lobotomy, V.
Well, that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. So, I mean, I think, you know, a little rough bonk on the noggin might wake you up sometimes, you know. A little, you know, a little shake and a backhand might get you out of a little hysteria. You know what I'm saying? Now and again.
I mean, I wish you could. Right. No, honestly, I wish you could. Like,
says the guy who's been beaten up in most of his relationships.
Well, you know, too, like a lot of times, like, because I'm like, I don't come off a lot very well sometimes, unfortunately. So over the years, sometimes like someone just says something mean to me, like, and I'll be kind of nice, like at the beginning I'll try to ask them questions. They call you conspiracy this or that, or, da, da, da. Or people are just straight up rude. So I was just raised I wasn't even raised this way. I'm just straight up rude back. I'm just be like, all right, you're gonna say something about me, you're gonna try to hate on me, all right, I'm gonna scroll over your Facebook page for a second and find the most mean, hurtful thing that I can say about you while boning your mom. And so, you know, I didn't win a lot of friends that way, but I did literally lyrically beat people into submission, and now they're acolytes. You know what I'm saying? I've gotten some people that you just need to. You're right, V. They just need to get owned. They just need to get wrecked.
Do they one need time. Owned?
Yeah.
There's humility that can come from it. I'm not saying permanently damage somebody. Definitely not. Don't maim someone. Definitely not. Don't break a bone. Don't do any of that crazy stuff. But just a little, you know, a little snap into reality. Just it works. But anyhow, and I kind of think, you know, with the damage that was done to the building, now I'm thinking back to my, in the days, you know, what makes this property so important? What makes it so important? I mean, versus any other property. I know I'm a civilized cat. I try to be. But I don't know. You guys heard the story, right? Where I was roofied. I took a drink that was intended for someone else. And apparently I got pretty violent. I kicked the crap out of every bouncer at this bar simultaneously. So I guess my training kicked in. But anyways, that wasn't even the crazy part. The crazy part for me was the fact that I walked down the road. As I walked down the road, I started punching out the front windows of businesses. I mean, I was gone. This was complete blackout. I was gone. Apparently, I didn't get enough out of the fight from the bouncers. I want to fight some more. I literally took out the glass panes of every storefront down the road, one by one. And apparently, I was moving pretty quickly, too. The cops, the reason why the cops found me was because of a trail of blood from my right fist. I've got a cut across my wrist right here that if they hadn't found me in time, I would have bled out and died. But point of the story is, those were a lot of windows. I didn't see one day in jail. I had to be in the sober tank. But as for any of the damage that I did, not one day in jail. Of course, I had to pay restitution. That wasn't a problem. Yeah. I paid for what I did, of course. And, yeah. So we have a federal building with the windows that were busted out. Busted out. Now, is that a reason to send people to prison for 4 to 5 years? I'm the kind of person that, you know, I'm not going to throw a stone, you know. I guess this point of telling my little background story. I'm not innocent. let you who's, what was it? How's the saying go, Mike? He without a sin cast the first stone?
Mm-hmm.
So something like that. So, I mean, I look at it like I compare my experience with their experience. Not one day in jail, let alone a prison. So why should these people, government property versus private property? Government property belongs to the people. So technically speaking, it should be even worse to destroy private property. It should be worse, much worse, than to destroy government property, because we the people supposedly own the government, right? I mean, our tax dollars pay for it.
Well, that's what me and Auditing America go pretty much every day and do, and you wouldn't believe how much people don't realize that we finance the government, that a federal, state, or local building, a city hall, is the public's building. We pay for everybody that works there. We pay for the building. We pay for the upkeep of the building. We pay for everybody that's cleaning it up later, or everything. We pay for everything. We pay for that bitch. People don't understand. Today we did one of my favorite videos of all time. I know we're getting off of this Bill Burr clip here, but we did do an awesome video. And if we got time for it later, I might, maybe I'll throw it in the thing and we can play it. You know,
yes.
We've done some, mask refusals before. We've done some ID refusals before. We've done a lot of different type of refusals. This is the first ever snapback refusal. So I'll tease that for later on. Absolutely ridiculous video, but it's a really cool video because it kind of shows what's really going on out there in the world that people take for granted. And it's really cool. I really like what Auditing America is doing. He's having quite an impact, you know, kind of educating a lot of people from not just the police, but the public servants, the people that are watching, and the people that, you know, the security, the people calling. He is having an effect. So shout out to Auditing America.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely shout out to our brother, Enrique. yeah, I mean, at the most, there should be some, that should be like an IRS issue. Oh, government property, okay, we'll raise up your taxes. You know, this fine goes in your taxes next year. Or something like that, you know? That should be, there's so much restitution or fines a person would have to pay, but we're also taxpayers. Instead of getting that money at the end of the year back or whatever, shouldn't a person opt out and say, hey, yeah, I pay taxes. You know, a speeding ticket, hey, guess what, I pay taxes. Take some of that money out of there. You know, just, hey, where's your registration? I pay taxes.
I mean, that's what they do, the Metro.
Well, I mean, but you know that guy that says, I don't ask you questions. I don't ask you questions. I don't ask you questions. Just be that guy that says, I pay taxes. I pay taxes. I pay taxes. I pay taxes.
Thing is, that's so basic, but it still go over 90% of people's heads, and that's the problem. Because, look, I mean, it's even worse than that, right? Because whether it's the trains, the subway, the buses, whatever system in a city, they steal your money to make it, and it's terribly inefficient, and then you have to pay to get on it. And then you pay taxes on the roads, and then they hit you with tolls, and they're still full of potholes. I mean, it's like they're taxing on tax on tax on tax, and they have the right to charge you? Like, the hell is that? We're already paying for it. It should be free.
We're already paying for it. Oh, man. All right, yeah, let's go ahead and continue with that clip, please.
Man, that would be the shit to be the judge on one of those. I'd act like I was presiding and doing all that, but really I'd be trying to get all kinds of inside scoop, you know? I'd just be like, hey, for real, like what were you thinking? Like, how far did you, how far ahead were you thinking? Were you just, like, in a zone? Like a dumb person zone, right foot, and now left foot, and right foot. Keep walking towards that thing that I'm mad at. You know, I don't know. All I can say is thank God they were, you know, for the most part, they were all white people, so they won't be in jail long.
Wow.
Anyway, you know, I don't want to sit there and trash them the whole time, but I got to say, they fucking got real close. They got real close. They just picked the wrong century. If they got that far in the 1700s or 1800s, well, 1700s, sure, it wouldn't have been there. I don't know how we built the Capitol. The 1800s, if they got that far, they would have been running shit for at least the afternoon, a couple of days, before people showed up with fucking muskets and stuff. But that was back then when you could fight people off. It was a lot easier back then to overthrow a government. You know what I mean? All you needed was a couple of your deer hunting friends and a good plan. Mm. A little Tet Offensive, redneck style. You could get right in there. You could do it. Can't do that anymore. the technology is too good, which is why I always crack up when I hear gun people say, hey, they want their guns, you know, come and get them. It's just like, all right, well, you know, we don't want to kill you, but, you know, we have the technology to have a nerd who can't even do a pull-up 3 states away, fly a drone over to your house and vaporize you while you're eating Frito dip before you even know you're under attack. I mean, we could do that if we chose. There's one upside to all this. You know, if those people actually...
There's stuff in there. I just and see, this is why... This is the main source of my... I don't know. This is why I'm so perturbed. I'm so frustrated by that very fact. Yes, people should keep their guns, and I, how many times have I said on this program, yeah, we should have jets. We should have our own battleships, okay? We should have our own nuclear subs. Civilian militia, civilian, all the way. But we don't. And yeah, I think for the simple fact that we are not as equipped and have immediate access to resources that our federal government and illegally standing army has, that is that's reason enough to get rid of these people. Yeah, they've got the technology to basically win almost any battle, but I think of it like this. Yeah, they got a nerd over there on their side that can do stuff for them, but we got nerds too. I'm just waiting to get some of my stuff patented to counter some of this technology that they got. I'm just waiting to get the funds. So it's not so much that we have to, you know, all have guns and fight the system violently. Why don't you support your local conspiracy theorist? He might know something, maybe a little counter-tech information, and support that guy. Maybe, you know? I don't know. But it's a frustrating point, don't you think?
Well, you know, I have been feeling... Okay, this is going to sound really bad, actually. Let me rephrase this in my head. Let me tell you what I was going to say, which would make it's going to make the bloopers real. I'll just say it anyways. I was going to say, you know, I've been thinking things have been pretty bleak lately because you guys know I'm the unflinching optimist, but over the last couple months have not been, especially. And I was like, you know, I've been thinking all this dreary stuff lately, but then I realized a whole bunch of people that got the vaccine are dying from corona. Now that sounds messed up, and that's not why. That's not why I'm happy, but I feel like everywhere in social media now I'm seeing verified people, especially like on Twitter and Instagram, like, oh yeah, I got the vaccine, I'm still having this. Oh, da da da, not necessarily even dying, some people dying, but I feel like it's kind of bursting through a little bit. Do you guys think, Mike V? Do you think I'm wrong about that? Which you guys got your ear to the streets? What do you say?
I'm actually surprised you feel that way.
Really? Why?
That's because that's... I don't know. I can sympathize with that. I mean... I don't know. I'm... At the end of this thing...
Let me just make it really clear. I don't want anybody to die. You guys know I don't even want Hillary Clinton to die. You guys know I just want her... tarred and feathered, legally and lawfully, after she's convicted by a jury of her peers, and they spare her death, because all these people deserve hanging. But I do not believe in hanging. I do not believe in capital punishment at all. even for the worst people out there. So I'm not happy anybody died, but I feel like it's not that. That's why I said that's what was in my head. I'm going to have to rephrase that because that's not what I was thinking. But what it is like, I feel like people are waking up like that. The vaccine just doesn't work. And unfortunately, it's going to, unfortunately, because some, these people are so hard-headed that they trust the science so much that even when they have, I'm sorry to laugh. I this is bad, guys. Edit this out, guys, ever, forever. Just kidding. Don't edit it. It's a joke. But yeah, I mean, I mean, honestly, this is what happened before, right? I remember going across the country and locally here, Massachusetts, New York, Boston. I go to the vaccine, anti-vaccine rallies, and at people I would start interviewing on this show and my show, I'd be like, all right, so what made you become an activist? Well, my child was vaccine injured. And unfortunately, these people are so, now we're just having mass vaccine injuries and deaths. So now, they're either going to be, I don't know what the, we should elaborate on that. Well, V should and Mike should, because you guys are the smart ones. I'm just like the setup guy in volleyball. I'm this one that goes poof. And then V goes and spikes it. But yeah, I mean, that's what it's unfortunately going to take, because no amount of rational thought is going to be able to persuade these people. It's honestly, in a lot of cases, going to take vaccine injuries or death for them to even start doing this, start waking up.
Well, you know, once again, these people originally tried to recruit me because of how antisocial I used to be and not caring about the state of humanity. You know, it wasn't until I had to be involved, you know, people getting me involved, had to be all normal and stuff and having relationships and kids and all that stuff, and then having to lose everything in the process. You know, for me, it's like, why? I mean, there's going to be the chatter. There's got to be the fodder. There's going to be the people who are just thrown onto the battlefield because that's part of the Luciferian ritual. You know, blood for power, blood for magic. It's blood magic. It's a sacrifice. But you know that there's going to be people who are not going to make it through the war, and at the same time, when you think about evolution, and I'm not going to say that I agree with eugenicists, but there, to a certain degree, there are those people who are the weak links, and maybe it's just not best to have them around.
Yeah, and people weed themselves out. We don't need, you're not a eugenicist, because a eugenicist wants to forcibly sterilize people, whereas just, you do a stupid thing, you get a reaction.
Well, I don't want to be that social engineering guy that believes in that stuff. But at the same time, I do believe at the end of the day, there are going to be those people who did heed all the warnings. They're going to be those people who did take all the precautions. They're going to be those people who, you know, drank filtered water, you know, no fluoride. There's going to be those people who didn't take the vaccines. There are going to be those people who grew their own food. They're going to be those people who do a cleanse and get the chemtrail nanomaterials out of their bodies. You know, the smarter people, the revolutionists, the activists, the hacktivists, they're at the end of the day, it's going to be a smaller population. It's going to be a much smaller population because all the people who didn't do all that stuff are going to be dead and gone. But when it's going to be the elites and us smart ones left over, more likely at that point in time, we're going to be in a camp somewhere. Or fighting the war that should have been fought anyways for the rest of humanity. Or maybe we'll be the next ones to die. I don't know. Who knows? I mean,
or we'll just merge with AI and gene edit our babies and have to watch out for Skynet and live in pink pods. Like the dumb new Matrix, the dumb, dumb movie. Completely ruined the Matrix. All right, we gotta get Tom Althouse back on the show.
Yeah.
Because I'll probably do like an hour myself of just ripping. I don't even need to do an hour. That movie just pissed me off. Total.
Maybe I'm kind of thinking we should have like one of those react videos. And I don't think there would be any better person to have a reaction video.
I think that's a great idea. V, you're full of great ideas, and that's a great one. I mean, what's better than that? We break it down here on air. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's definitely something we can do.
Yeah, we should do that.
I did not mean for this clip to last this long. Well, let's finish off this Bill Burr.
There's one upside to all of this. You know, if those people actually succeeded, if you could block out the Confederate flag on the money, that guy with the buffalo head would look pretty good, you know, right down the middle. I mean, if I was like a tourist, they'd be like, hey, man, you know, this country seems all right. These fucking people get after it. I wonder how many chicks that guy met. Shirtless, you know, buffalo head, American flag. You know, to a lot of women, that guy was a hero. You know, maybe not women that you know, or that you choose to associate with. Or maybe, you know, maybe you do. Maybe you took a picture with one of them. And 8 people on Twitter got upset, and then all of a sudden apologies had to be issued. What in the fuck are we doing, by the way, with all of this crap? I just don't understand any of it. I owe you an apology because you don't like my friend. It's fucking 7th grade. Bill, I think you're oversimplifying the issue. Am I? Well, that's what my brain does. It overly simplifies things so I don't get overwhelmed. Do you ever that's think true. About that? Maybe I need to dumb things down in my mind so I can get my fucking head around it.
Okay, yeah, that's good enough. yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, some things, and I do a lot of counseling for targeted individuals, and I'm going to tell you, there are some people, and I believe the rest of society has part of this problem too. It's a major part of the problem. I do a lot of counseling, and I will get people who are saying, you know, maybe it was it's karma. Maybe it's something to do with my kundalini. Maybe I didn't do this right. Maybe that, and maybe Jesus has forsaken me, or you know, and it's like, you know, you're using so many terms. You're using so much existential things to basically place responsibility on somebody other than yourself for as the reason why you're in your situation. Now, sometimes, I mean, that's always true to an extent, but at the same time, you can control if you are aware, you are ultimately responsible for your situation. If you're aware, how hard you work to get out of your situation or better your situation depends on the person. But there are these people who will make their situations so complicated that it would be impossible to actually do anything about it. And that's the biggest problem we have right now. Guys, we have to take a quick commercial break. And I'll finish this point on the other side of that break, guys. So stay tuned.
Civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.